Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on today's local.
I could see that it was big trouble because people were like, you know, covering their faces or just turning around real fast as if they saw something horrible inside there.
A deadly crash into a Westwood grocery store. Plus, he told us he was reconsidering, but now Rick Russo says he's not running. And a new wedding venue is opening up at the happiest place on earth. But it'll cost you. Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's February 5th, 2026. I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. A driver crashed into a supermarket in Westwood early this afternoon, leaving some people trapped under the vehicle and three people dead. John Baird has the story.
Authorities say the elderly driver of the vehicle first hit a bicyclist near the store along Westwood Boulevard and then lost control and slammed through the glass doors into the 99 Ranch Market just after 12 noon. Three people were killed, six others injured, at least two of them seriously. The bicyclist was only slightly injured. Eric Scott is a captain with the LA Fire Department.
And then as you can see, it's entered inside of that ranch market and bakery, of which there were multiple patrons that were inside. There's seating and table areas.
People who arrived on the scene here just after the accident happened were shocked by what they saw.
And then I saw one body over there and then one body over there.
In the street?
Yeah, but the one over there was covered up. And then the one over here, there were just so many people around them, I just couldn't tell if it was like they're dead or they're alive.
A two or three block stretch of Westwood Boulevard was closed for hours as the investigation continued. Meantime, family members of some of the victims gathered here on the sidewalk, hugging and comforting each other. In Westwood, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We spoke with Anthony Romero, a Lyft driver who saw the crash before picking up a passenger in the area.
It was scary. I looped back around. And I had to pick him up, so I just looped back around on the first street. I made a right turn and then into an alleyway. And by the time I got back to the corner, just a bunch of pedestrians were running over there to help out and to find out what was going on. I could see that it was big trouble because people were like, you know, covering their faces or just turning around real fast as if they saw something horrible inside there.
Romero said the driver appeared to be speeding before the crash, but it's not clear why. A man seen with a rifle walking past the California Science Center was shot and killed by LAPD officers. Pete Demetrio reports.
The shooting took place on the north side of the Science Center in the parking lot just west of Figueroa Street. LAPD Deputy Chief Mark Reyna explained how the man was initially spotted.
One of our LAPD motorcycle officers observed a individual, white male, approximately 35 years old, in the area of State Street and Figueroa. That individual was armed with what appeared to be a rifle. That officer requested assistance, followed the suspect as he proceeded westbound on State Street towards the rear of the California Science Center. At that time, numerous LAPD officers arrived and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Officers were heard shouting at the man to drop the weapon in his hands and apparently fired less than lethal rounds at him. And then moments later, at least two officers fired their pistols and the man died at the scene. No officers were injured. The rifle was found near the body and Force Investigation Division is now handling the shooting investigation with a DA's office on standby to review the scene later today. Near Exposition Park, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, billionaire Rick Caruso told us yesterday he was reconsidering his run for L.A. mayor because of the L.A. Times report that Mayor Bass watered down the official report into the Palisades fire.
Well, I've gotten a lot of calls, as you can imagine, and I know there's been a lot of posts on X and other places asking me to jump back in, and I'm honored by that, but give me some time, and, you know, I don't have a lot of time to decide. Obviously, I'm going to be meeting and talking to the family, and we'll see, you know, what we decide to do.
But today, a spokesman for Caruso says he's not running. The statement read, quote, "Rick is incredibly moved by the outpouring of support but reached an earlier decision in a thoughtful process and it stands. He will not be a candidate for mayor. Also today, one of the first well-known names to challenge Mayor Bass's re-election campaign has dropped out. Here's Craig Figner.
L.A. mayoral candidate Austin Buettner says he has made the difficult decision not to run for the mayor of Los Angeles. This is because last month he lost his 22-year-old daughter, Emily, and he writes on social that the job of mayor requires someone committed to the job 24/7. Right now, he says he needs to be with his family, so Buettner out of the contest. And L.A. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath has yet to say if she too will challenge Bass, but it is noteworthy she's not decided yet, still considering it. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News 97.1 FM.
But there is a new name in the race for mayor. Adam Miller, a former tech executive and co-founder of a homelessness profit, officially announced his bid today. We asked him why.
So I'm running for mayor because I've been working and living in this city. I love LA. And it is a city that's been in decline.
The Bass campaign says that he's a wealthy tech executive who doesn't understand affordability. And this is what he had to say to that.
Well, I think in this case, not holding elected office is actually an advantage because I have extensive operational experience. And being successful, scaling companies and scaling nonprofits and giving back to the community should be my biggest liability because it's something that has enabled me to help many people improve their lives. And that's exactly what I want to do as mayor.
Miller argues the city faces management problems and needs strong leadership to address housing, homelessness, and public safety crises. The field for mayor is still taking shape with the deadline on Saturday. A warning about thieves looking to distract you to steal your money. Karen Adams reports.
There have been several victims in Orange, LA, and San Bernardino counties.
We always warn people to be aware of their surroundings, to be aware of their personal bubble. And it's okay to tell somebody, you know, you're too close to me, please back away.
Orange County Sheriff Sergeant Gerard McCann says they recently arrested three Romanian nationals who targeted a man at an ATM.
One person distracted the victim by dropping some money, getting the victim's attention, saying, "Looks like you dropped something." Another suspect who was using the ATM nearby had already looked and seen the victim's PID number.
He says the thief was also able to switch out the man's debit card, leaving him with a fake one. Two of the suspected thieves are already out on bail. But Sergeant McCann says the distraction thefts aren't only happening at ATMs, but at stores and in parking lots. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There's a video of the theft on our socials if you want to check it out. And if you think you're being robbed by concert ticket prices, that could be changing. There's a bill in Sacramento to cap resale prices for concerts and live shows at no more than 10% over the original price. Assemblyman Matt Haney says scalpers and bots are driving prices way up, and high resale prices keep fans out and hurt local venues. This would not apply to sports. It's not clear what the bill's chances are in the legislature. Okay, finally tonight. Now, we know Disneyland weddings are a thing, but would you get married in the Haunted Mansion? Disneyland says now you can have your wedding there, starting in July, but it is going to cost you, obviously. I mean, weddings are usually expensive anyway. Prices range between, are you ready? $25,000 and $40,000 to reserve the mansion's courtyard. Ceremonies can have 2 to 25 guests, including the happy couple. And the ceremony has to happen before the park opens, so you're getting hitched really early in the morning. You know, I always planned on just eloping in Las Vegas, but this makes me reconsider. Well, that's all we have for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobbio. I'll see you next time.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.